Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace. How's everybody doing out there? This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Been gone for a little while and happy to be back. Happy to be back. On point and on target with what we're supposed to be talking about today, which explaining why I've been gone so long and why I've fallen off. So I'm just trying to get my co-host for this show on tonight, Dr. Nev Heru. And we're going to just have a pretty simple, candid conversation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, about falling off your path, you know. You can be on point for a moment, doing what it is that you feel you're supposed to be doing that's in alignment with your purpose, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, poof, you found that you've fallen off. How does that happen, you know? So we're going to talk about it. To see if I can get my co-host. Yeah. Let's see. One second here. I don't think they're going to let any guests call in on this show, but it's fine. We just want to get the information out there, you know. Still waiting to see if I can get my co-host in. Let's see. Hold on. This is interesting because it's not giving me a guest number to allow guests to call in. I don't know what that's about. I'm not going to allow it to wreck my momentum, though. We're going to keep it moving, however. Okay, so the guest call-in number, here we go. Call in and make a comment on this topic. We're going to do so at 646-787-1833. That's 646-787-1833. So I just got that number on over to Dr. Nev Heru, and hopefully he'll be calling in and connecting with us in a moment. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I haven't had a Here to Inspire show in many, many years, you know, and life has happened. There's been a lot of transformation that's occurred in my life that's kept me away, but a lot of growth and maturity and evolution and everything else that's supposed to come when you're on your path. So I've just been working on being obedient and taking care of myself. You know, sometimes you got to duck out of your day-to-day routine, out of the public's eye, out of whatever is familiar to you, just so care of your damn self, you know. And I went through a few different things without putting all my stuff out in the street. I am just very, very happy to be back and to be in a creative space, to be in a place where I want to be creative, you know. I'm a self-employed person and have been the majority of my adult life. And I tell you, as a self-employed person, it takes a lot of self-motivation. You know, it takes a lot of motivation on your own. There's no one that's going to force you to get up in the morning and go and do what it is you're supposed to do. There's no one but you. There's no one that advises you on what to do. No one's going to reprimand you or write you up if you don't show up. Your pocketbook is going to demonstrate the difference, you know? So there's a lot of different things that could occur that can get one off their path. Excuse my distraction here, y'all. I'm just trying to get this, share this information properly so I can get Dr. Nev Heru in on this conversation. This was something that was spontaneous too, you know, like I hadn't planned on doing a show. But sometimes when these ideas come to you and they download, that's the time to do it. That's the time to respond. It is right then and there, not contemplated, not second guessed, not, oh, let me schedule it for tomorrow, none of that. Jump on it now. The time is now. The idea downloaded now. So if you're in a place or a position where you're able to do it now, then hell, do it now. You know, that's just kind of what I'm on these days. So it looks like all technology is doing a lot of different things that are preventing us from coming together on this call. So I'm going to have to look at it like it's meant for me to talk to you all alone until something else transpires. That's another part of getting back on your path, is knowing when to go with the flow, how to go with the flow. You know, things are not working out. You can spend a whole bunch of time trying to figure out why it's not working out and forcing it and pushing it. And I can keep arguing with Blog Talk, or I can just keep it moving and keep talking, because time is moving regardless. Regardless of how I show up, or whether I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing that day, whether I'm just talking about the stuff that I want to do, or I'm actually taking steps towards it, time doesn't really give a damn. You know, it's going to continue moving regardless. I know you hear the cliche talk that time is moving faster than it ever has before. That hasn't stopped. That hasn't stopped yet. You know, time is really moving faster. For whatever reason, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going back into the scientific purpose of it. Oh, wait, the brother's on the line right now. Hold on, he might be able to expand on that. All right, hold on. Peace. Dr. Nampe-Ru, you there?
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, welcome. I was just talking about how you can get these obstacles to try and present themselves, and how you just got to keep it moving and just go with the flow.
You got to keep it moving and go with the flow, you know? That's real talk.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
You know,
so I went and posted it on your page, so hopefully, and the text was taking a long time. But either way, welcome back to Here to Inspire Radio. I haven't had you as a guest in 7 years. And I'm happy
years?
To be
oh
celebrating 7 years since you've been a guest on my show. And this is my first time back
goodness.
In a very long time. And I'm really super excited to have you here. And we can just have this conversation, you know, over the waves. Because
right.
I'm sure it'll resonate with somebody else as well.
Yeah, definitely. I hope it will. I'm sure it will. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like anytime you put out any type of information, somebody out there in the universe can benefit from it, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, here we are, back on Here to Inspire Radio,
please.
And I was just building about falling off your path, you know. I was explaining how I've been gone off the air for, you know, 5 years or so, but I've been doing what it is that I've needed to do to take care of myself so I can be in a healthier place and be able to convey the information that I want to share with other people, but it's kind of hard to want to convey that information if you don't feel that everything else is going properly in your life right then and there at that moment,
that's so
you know?
True.
So
that's so true.
I fell off,
that is
took
so
some
true.
Time to take care of me. Now all your texts are coming through at one time. It's crazy, but whatever. We just keep it moving. And talking about how you find your way back to your path, you know, once you've fallen off. Because you can sit there and wallow in, damn, I'm off. I used to do this. I used to do that. And let that energy take you down and keep you stuck. Or you can let it inspire you. What do you do?
Yeah, that was me. That was definitely me. You know what I'm saying? I took a break back in 2012, you know, after so-called December 1st, 2012, when the plan was supposed to end, you know, that's when I took my break, like around 2013, and my energy just shifted, you know. I started taking care of trying to do my best to take care of my personal life, you know what I'm saying, and my vibration kept going down. My money was going down, you know, and I feel now that I look back on it, you know, at the time, I didn't know it, you know what I'm saying. I felt, you know, that somebody had put roots on me, you know. I had got I got a reading, and in the reading I heard that, you know what I'm saying, several sisters, you know what I'm saying, had put roots on me, you know, at different times.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so because of that, I actualized that thought over and over, played it over and over, and just to, you know what I'm saying, the type of person I am, type of being I am, you know, I've grown stronger now over the years, but at that time, I was very sensitive, you know, and I was just like, I was hurt, like, how can this person, you know, do something like this to me, you know, I try to do my best to put, you know, I was playing that victim role, but I didn't know, you know, I was like, I'm trying to do my best with this information I am, I'm trying to raise people's vibration, I'm trying to do all, why would this person do this to me, you know, and I would just speak to people and reinforce it. You know, reinforced the people I was talking to, like, you know, can you believe this person put roots on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was like, well, I thought that stuff don't work if your vibration is high. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know, I thought it don't work if your vibration is high, you know? So I'm looking, and then over and over, you're sitting in the quiet. Like I said, that self-talk. I used to talk about self-talk, you know? And I'm
quiet
in my own room, in my own personal life, in my room and stuff. At nighttime, I would sit up and think about this and just be walloping in the hurt and pain of giving, you know, putting all this power and energy into this person, you know what I'm saying, that so-called put roots on me. And it seemed like the universe, the multiverse, the omniverse was testing me. Like, you've been putting all this information out here on with telling people to do this and do that and self-talk and, you know, all this positive stuff. Now it's time for you to put it to the test in your own life.
I can see a lot of people being tested that way, you know, too, especially if you're out here sharing information and advising other people on how they should be living their life. Of course, you want to be living as an example, but sometimes that information is going to get, you're going to get put to the test. Like, are you using your own tools in your toolbox while you're talking to people about
how
to build a house?
That's right. It happens to everybody because that's the energy you put. That's the energy you're putting out. So you're going to get tested, even if it's not just your higher self testing you. You know what I'm saying? Your higher self, your higher self will test you too. You know, that's the law of nature.
Mm-hmm.
What you put out, it will come back to you. So it's like, you know, and you will be exposed. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't exposed outwardly, but I was exposed to myself within my own personal life because a lot of stuff I was telling people I was applying, but I was applying it without being put to the test to apply it. I was just naturally applying it when the going was good.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
When everything was good,
mm-hmm.
it was a way of life. But then when those stresses started coming, my vibration started dropping, money started acting up, and this wasn't just 1 year or a few weeks. This was ongoing up until this point. So you're talking about, what, 5 years of a, excuse my language, but a kick butt situation universally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So just, I don't, you know, and then so, you know, I had to figure out ways to get myself back, you know, and just when I thought I was coming back, another energy drama would take place, and another energy drama.
Mm.
Not realizing that, you know what I'm saying? I could have been the main, I was the main person in the middle, you know, in the center of my universe, treating all of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's a hard, trust me, it's a hard pill to swallow. I'm having people email me, you could jump in, I can get to talking, but I have people hitting me up on Facebook, checking on me, Dr. Ned, where you at, where you been at, are you okay? You haven't made no videos in a long time, you took all your videos off of YouTube, you know what I'm saying? What is going on with you? You just disappeared, you just neglected the people, you know what I'm saying? It's all this, and it just added on, and on top of that, you know, I had good credit, you know what I'm saying? Not saying I'm living off credit, we should go get credit, but I'm just giving my life story. Like, I had good credit, that started spiraling out of control, my business started spiraling out, I started getting bad reviews on the pyramids, you know what I'm saying? Bad reviews, cause my energy wasn't right because I wasn't shipping the orders out quick enough, I wasn't able to get on Etsy, you know what I'm saying? Because Etsy kicked me off because I owed them so much money. I mean, it was just craziness.
Yeah, it sounds like it, chaos.
It was chaos, and the whole time, it's like you said, I was sitting there remembering the good old days. Man, I remember when I was, you know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, if I just wouldn't have, you know, I should have, would have, could have, you know. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I had to dig deep and just finally let it all go. And then, you know.
And how did you let that come back? So you let it go. That's what you're saying. Okay. You let all of it go in order to refine yourself, you know, get back on the path.
Yeah, because I had, in my mind's eye, in my heart, in my mind, I had to be like, you know, well, that's who you are. And I think my, you know, my only older sister, because, you know what I'm saying, she was there, with, you know, throughout the whole thing, because I would be able to go talk to her and everything, and she would, you know, coach me the best way she knew how, you know what I'm saying, and through her, you know, coaching and guidance, you know what I'm saying, unbeknownst to her, I would have to, when I was by myself, finally, just realize, look, that was a Dr. Ned back then. You in this time space now. You know what I'm saying? So now it's time to start where you at right now and move forward. And stop, clear your heart. You know what I'm saying? Come to find out, you know what I'm saying, those particular individuals I thought put roots on me didn't, but I confronted them. You know what I'm saying? They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I got other cross readings that said they did not. You know what I'm saying? So it's deep. You got to be, you know, careful who you, you know what I'm saying? Not saying the reader I went to was wrong or anything, because they were on point with a lot of other stuff, you know? But just like, you know what I'm saying? Like how you can, I'm the one, main one talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be careful what you think about because you'll manifest it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I have one of your books, Thoughts of Things. You know? Don't you have a book called Thoughts of Things?
Yep, Thoughts of Things. That's right. That's right.
How I mean, I have one of those. Yes, How Thoughts Become Things. Excuse me. I still have that book on my bookshelf. And I know when I read it 7 years ago, it was transforming, you know, a good reminder. Like, you hear it, but sometimes you need to stay in the vibration where you are being reminded, because the world around us is full of chaos, you know, so and full of unbalanced people that don't even know what tools that they can use. So for a person that has the ability to know or have a toolkit and know what to do
right.
to get certain things off of them, I either know to even go get a reading, to know what a reading is. You know, there may be some
yeah.
people tuned in that don't even know what that is, you know, that have no awareness of that, or to know to go and get some help outside of yourself, or to know to take a salt bath, or to sage your
right.
house down, or, you know, how to change the energy or the vibration of your space. I mean, I'm going to say we're fortunate to know that, but the average person out there does not know that. You know, they don't recognize that. They just think that they're victims of their circumstances. And you can see even those people that do know fall off and forget, because I had my own little journey where I kind of stopped doing as much of my work for the community as I was doing, and just was in survival mode, you know, just taking care of myself
right.
and learning how to apply those tools that I'm also sharing with other people when things are not going so good. Because like I heard you say earlier, when things are good, yeah, it's great, it's easy. It's easy to apply
yeah.
everything, and, you know, you're already vibrating high, but it's when you've taken a hit, whether emotionally, mentally, financially, spiritually, physically, that sometimes we forget and we get caught up in the fear vibration of what's not right
that's
and
right.
what I used to be able to do that I can't do no more, and et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
yeah, I'm with you. So I guess the question here is, once you find and realize that you're in that space, and I'm sure some people can resonate with this, where do you go
right.
from there? You know, how do you find your way back to the past? Like, what were some tools that you used?
Right. Tools that I use is, number one, I went back to my success story, you know, because you can pull yourself back to those emotions of feeling, you know, however, when you start feeling depressed and you feeling down, because, you know, I definitely was in depressed. I was depressed. I was going through depression. And it wasn't every
day. Which is
day.
Very
it
real.
It was a roller coaster ride. You know what I'm saying? There was negative voices I heard in my mind. Oh, I should kill myself. Oh, I should be. I wish I was dead. And I was like, where are these voices coming from? You know what I'm saying? So I know that I was vibing low. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Right.
So I had to
right.
go back. I had to go back and build. And nothing nobody could say. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Dr. Mem, you helped me in the past and all this stuff. Nothing nobody could say could pull me up out of it, even though they was feeding me all this positive stuff. I had to find it within myself. So what I did was,
right.
you know, I went back, and it wasn't, trust you, it wasn't like one month I'll be good, or one day I'll be good, or one week I'll be good, and all of a sudden I just dropped down and be in depression for a while, for a long time. You know, especially, and it seemed like when the money wasn't right, you know what I'm saying, I really fell into depression. And I didn't even want to look at the books, you know. So what I did was I just had to finally go back little by little, you know what I'm saying, and find my success story. Go back to my success story. Go back to when I, you know, was doing it. Look on my computer and go back in my files and just reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not in my mind, like, sitting around reminiscing like I was trying to do, but literally sit back and just look and, like, hey, I did that. I really did do that. You know what I'm saying? I really did, you know, help people and change their lives. And, you know, at that time, not just they just saying it to me, because people just saying it to me, I didn't feel the, even though they were true and they were genuine, it didn't feel it. So I went back, I looked at, you know, my purpose, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, I can't even lie, like, I had my ancestors, you know what I'm saying, things on the spirit world, dreams and stuff like that that were, tell me, you know, and little signs that would tell me you need to, I'll give you an example, you need to get back doing what you were doing. Because, like, for instance, when I started seeing, you know, like, I was doing Uber and Lyft, so people would get in my car, and people I would never think of, some strangers, or some, because I was teaching back then. Even if I was doing Uber and Lyft, I was like, you know, I was in a disguise, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, I was my English name, my born name, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't know nothing about no Nebru, you know what I'm saying? I was Michael. You know what I'm saying? I took on the persona
mm-hmm.
of Mike. You know, my birth name. You know, and but the ancestors would put people in my car, no matter what race, nationality, gender, or whatever, and then we would get on the conversation of books I wrote, like Law of Attraction, and they would say certain little subtle things, like I'm like, is this person? And I would start to realize I was ahead of my time at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, a lot of us, we're so open, we will be speaking futuristic or so-called futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would get into that stream of consciousness. That stream of consciousness, it doesn't have like a date and time. It's just one stream of consciousness, you know? So I realized that people would just start talking about, you know, yeah, because, you know, I'm a firm, either like successful businessmen or women or just college students or just people, just whatever walks of life. And they're like, you know, yeah, because I believe in the law of attraction. I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying? They made me look through the rearview mirror like, did she just say that?
Yeah,
brother,
on something that you didn't write, that you've written on, that you used to teach on.
Yeah, something I've written on. I'm like, full gold teeth. You know, I don't mean to be judgmental, but I'm saying something that I thought didn't fit the profile, saying this to me.
Right.
Even kids get in the car. I'm talking about college, I mean high school students talking this. One time this got in the car and she was like, I didn't really, you know, this according to my image, you know what I'm saying? She didn't fit that image of what I thought was consciousness. So she just helped. She helped me to grow. And she was like, "Yeah, because you know, positive energy. Positive. I deal with positive energy always." I was like, "What?" Out of my mind, I was like, "What you know about that?" So these little things would start to happen, and then I would see stuff, you know, on TV about how people want to eat right, how people are now eating right. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking about, you know, doing yoga. You know, back in 2011. When we were talking on the radio, we were talking about, like you say, inspiration here to inspire. We were talking about, you know, it was put in the future, you know, it's going to be people getting healthy and want to eat right. It's going to be a mainstream thing.
Mm-hmm,
so all these signs started happening. And when it started happening, I would hear my inner voice say, it's time. You need to get back out there. It's time. But I still wasn't ready. You know?
We can be our own worst enemies and get in our own way all the time. I mean, I think that's pretty much true of most people. We are our own and our greatest inhibitors, whether it's us telling ourselves that we can't do something because of X, Y, Z and being stuck in victimhood and blaming it on other people, or you just blatantly knowing what you need to do but just like, fuck it, I'm just not going to do it. You know, I mean, we get in our own way.
That's right. So what I tell people, you know, that I did, I had to recenter myself. I had to go back to my files, you know what I'm saying, go back to my accomplishments, feel good about myself, and then I paid attention to the signs, and it still wasn't, you know, little by little, I still wasn't ready. I didn't feel it in myself. But what I did is I had a burning desire to want to get back to doing my purpose. And once you had that burning desire, you know what I'm saying, the subconscious mind is going to finally kick in, you know? You're going to get the energy from some source, which is the all creative, you know what I'm saying, life force energy, it's going to eventually kick in and thrust you back to where you want to be when the time is right. And it knows when. You just have to have a burning desire. You know what I'm saying? All of us fall off. You know, people get writer's blocks and all kind of stuff. And everybody who has a success story will tell you there's a time where they was at the bottom, lowest of the lowest, freaking living out of the car. And you know what I'm saying? I didn't get that bad, but I'm just saying, you know, sleeping out of the car.
Right, right.
You know, and all other stuff before they actually had that pivotal point, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom.
That's right. You know, I'll never forget, my math teacher always told us, when you are at your bottom, you have to get around spiritually like-minded individuals, because their positive energy, not you vamping, but their positive energy will help pull you out of that rut.
Which is a fight still within yourself, because you might not want to be in that energy, especially if you're dealing with depression. You may want to just stay in that place and wallow. And stillness and observation of your emotions has its place in this time, but it's a matter of time. Like, it's, you know, you have to give yourself that timeline. You realize you're not getting out the bed, you're not doing your stuff, or you're just in your basic routine living as a robot. But you're not doing your work. For those that know what their life work is, for those that don't, just following your passion, the things that you dream about doing all the time that you may or may not have pursued doing. That is the step to lead you to finding what your purpose is. But once you've fallen off, like I have also fallen off, for me, the key was getting still. you know, like learning to get still and get quiet. And as opposed to, you know, one, it's important for me not to be a hypocrite. So I felt I needed to fall back for a while because, you know, my shit was out of order in certain areas, you know, not in all areas, in certain areas. I was feeling imbalanced within myself. So I didn't feel right sharing certain information with individuals. And I'm a touch the stove kind of person. I kind of go through experiences so I can speak on them authentically and from a place of transparency and experience as opposed to a place of speculation or just sharing some shit that I read in a book. Like, that doesn't resonate with me. You know, I talk about my experiences in hopes of inspiring others, you know. And so for me, the key was sitting still, you know, learning when to be quiet, learning when to kind of go within, praying a lot more, learning, you know, really, really practicing and going into the tools that were within my toolkit and using that time to nourish myself and kind of get myself back to a balanced place where I felt confident enough, because your confidence takes a hit also when you fall off your path or your square, you know? So taking some time to rebuild my own confidence within myself without the outside validation of others to get back to a place where I'm ready to start doing my work again. I'm excited to be doing retreats again and workshops, and Here to Inspire Radio is back on Tuesday nights. You know, now I'm in a place where I'm ready, but there was real internal warfare that took place to get back to this place.
That's right. You know, and I was jealous. You know what I'm saying? I was jealous of other conscious teachers in the conscious community, unbeknown to people, because, you know, when I was going through my depression, because I'm like, dag, you know, they ain't really talking about nothing, and they got all these followers. And I know a lot of people that go through that. Seriously. And I'm up here putting
the
my
key, though,
heart
with that is consistency.
Yeah,
it's a whole bunch of people talking about a whole bunch of shit. They got thousands and millions of followers, and they may be talking about nothing. But they consistent.
You're right. They consistent.
You know,
but I went. I'm just saying, I went through that. I'm not there now. You know, I've grown. I'm mature. I really don't care. You know, but I have to speak about my experience, you know? So, you know, and if you're somebody out there listening right now, you know, saying that is suffering through depression, you know, one of the things you can do to help yourself, anyway, it's not going to turn around instantly. You know, some people do have instant turnarounds, but I'm talking about the person who's suffering from, you know, depression. You know, you have to find that joy, that spark. It's called a spark of joy, or even that moment of joy, moment of bliss, or just that moment in time. And it can be just 30 seconds, because when you're in depression, you don't want to, excuse my language, you don't want to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to hear it because that voice is talking to you like, oh, man, I don't feel like doing, I ain't got no energy. You know, that negative energy, that frequency, it amplifies. I've been there.
It's,
you know,
and it feeds on it. The more negative you are, the healthier it gets.
That's right.
So I'm sorry I cut you off, brother. We got about a minute or so left. So please go ahead and finish with your point about what we're going to work with on depression. If you're working through depression right now, your tips are to find that spark of joy.
You have to find that spark of joy. Just do something that's funny or that makes you, you know, makes you feel good for just that instant.
Yeah.
And just start there. Just start right there. And hold that feeling. If you can't hold it, that's fine. Just go back to it each day or several times a day. And then eventually, you know what I'm saying, you'll be able to get yourself up out of it. It's like take one step on the ladder, and then eventually you can take the other step and the other step and the other step.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I fully agree with that. Baby steps, laser focus as opposed to floodlight focus. So pick one and run. That's been my mantra all year. So baby steps. If sitting out, getting a little bit of sunshine, or listening to a bird sing, smelling a flower brings you joy, doing that once a day, you know, and finding other things. But building on that joy list and making a list of gratitude was also very helpful for me too. But this has been a great, great segment. I know this was a quickie. I just wanted to be present in the moment and just go with this, because, you know, Spirit was talking to me right now and saying that there was somebody else that needed to hear this information too. But you can't find your way back on your path and your purpose. So I just give thanks. Here to inspire.info for more information on me and what I'm doing. And Neb Heru, you got anything you want to share real quick? Got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Aisha. You know, thank you, Aisha, and here to Inspire Radio. And you all can find me on Facebook, Neb Heru, or Instagram, Dr. Neb Heru. All right.
All right. Peace out.